In the Franciscan calendar today, we celebrate Saint Joseph of Leonisa. He was born in 1556 of devout parents, and who gave him the name Euphronius in baptism. And under their faithful guidance, he made great progress in holiness. Later on, while continuing his studies at Viterbo, he attracted the attention and admiration of everyone by his hard work and his virtuous life to such a degree that a nobleman in that city offered him his daughter in marriage together with a huge dowry. But Euphronius had already made up his mind for a nobler choice. He left school and he entered the Capuchin Franciscans in the year 1573 and under the name of Joseph. Here he found happiness and peace in things that an undisciplined age abhors, namely mortification and penance. His room was a poor cell, so small and narrow that he could hardly stand, sit, or lie down in it. His bed was the bare earth. A block of wood was his pillow. He ate, by preference, food which the others could not or would not eat, such as stale beans and moldy bread. In spite of his the great strain associated with the life of preaching, he persevered in doing such penances even after he had been entrusted with the task of preaching. And with works of penance, he strove to win over those souls to God who he could not move with his words. In the year 1587, his zeal motivated him to go to Constantinople. It wasn't long, he couldn't conceal his his good works from the radical Muslims very long, especially his work among the Christians in the galleys. And they seized him and they pierced his right hand and his left foot with sharp hooks and hung him up on a high gibbet. And they kindled a weak fire under him in order to roast him alive slowly and to gradually suffocate him. And he suffered untold tortures for 3 days. And on the fourth day, he was miraculously freed by an angel and received the command to return to Italy to preach the gospel to the poor. And from then on, he traveled untiringly through all the villages and country towns of Umbria. And he strongly denounced the evils of that day, such as frivolous dances and plays. In his associations with the people, however, you know, he was very meek and charitable. His very demeanor won for him the affection of the people and effected the most remarkable healings, you know, between people who had been living at odds with each other for years, and between families and communities, you know, that had been at variance with each other. And often, while at work or at prayer, he would be wrapped in ecstasy, and he worked many miracles and was granted the gift of prophecy and of reading souls. He also foretold the day of his death. It was February 4th, 1612, and it was at the friary in Armitris. His body was taken to his native town of Lianissa, and it reposes there, glorified by many miracles. Pope Clement the 12th beatified Joseph, and Pope Benedict the 14th canonized him in the year 1745. So we pray to Saint Joseph today, because there are many hardened souls today, just as there were in his day, that need to be reached through our prayers and our penances and sacrifices. So we pray to him for that gift of fortitude to be able to persevere in these works.